Little Red Panda took his run-up, jumped as high as he could with an outstretched arm, and gave the branch a good slap.
Woohoo! I did it! Cried Little Red Panda with excitement. Well done, Little Red Panda, said Naughty Red Panda. Now watch me!
This time, Naughty Red Panda took an even bigger run-up and ran as fast as he could across the slippery grass towards the tree. And what do you think happened? Try and imagine if it was you running as fast as you could in the rain on slippery, wet grass. What do you think might happen? Naughty Red Panda was running as fast as he could, and he lost his grip on the wet grass and fell over and slid all the way through the wet grass and mud right up to the base of the tree. When he got up, he was covered in mud.
Am I doing well, Great Bear? Asked Little Red Panda.
You're doing very well, said Great Bear.
Woohoo! Said Little Red Panda. Come on, again!
He started pedaling again, just as Great Bear went to take hold of the back of the saddle. And off he went. But this time, he was on his own again. Little Red Panda mistakenly thought Great Bear was behind him and kept on cycling and went just a little bit faster.
This is fun, Great Bear, said Little Red Panda.
But Great Bear couldn't answer because he couldn't hear. And he couldn't hear because he was too far behind Little Red Panda.
This is one of the best things ever, cried Little Red Panda.
When Great Bear didn't say anything, Little Red Panda just thought that he couldn't because he was out of breath and was concentrating on keeping the bike steady. So, Little Red Panda kept on cycling. The crowd continued to cheer, and halfway down the track, Sporty Red Panda was in the lead, about 5 meters ahead of Little Red Panda.
Come on, thought Little Red Panda. Push harder, faster, he hasn't won yet.
Little Red Panda was ever so slowly gaining on Sporty Red Panda. He was catching up. The crowd seemed to get louder. And Little Red Panda's little legs were moving as fast as they could, and it seemed to the crowd Sporty Red Panda's legs were getting slower. Little Red Panda was now just behind Sporty Red Panda and running strongly, and Sporty was definitely struggling. The rest of the school continued to cheer.
Come on, Little Red Panda, they seemed to be shouting.
There was just 10 meters left to run. The finishing line was in sight, and Little Red Panda was just inches behind.
Just press that switch, then count to about 20, and then turn it off, and then pour it into the tray, said Naughty Red Panda. Really easy.
I don't know, said Little Red Panda. I think we should wait for my mummy to come back. She did say...
Now, just imagine if you were Little Red Panda. Would you have disagreed with Naughty Red Panda and abided by Mummy Panda's instruction to not touch anything? Naughty Red Panda has a habit of making trouble. Little Red Panda wants to keep Mummy Bear happy while also pleasing his mischievous friend. Let's get back to the kitchen to see what happens.
Oh, come on, Little Red Panda, complained Naughty Red Panda. Let's just do it.
And at that moment, he reached across and just turned the food mixer on.
Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!
Shouted Little Red Panda, but it was too late.
Are you scared, Mummy?
Asked Little Red Panda. Mummy Bear said, of course not. Why would I be scared? I've got you with me to keep me safe. And Little Red Panda said,
don't worry, Mummy. I'll look after you.
And just then, a white ghost appeared in front of the train.
It's in the way, said Little Red Panda. We're going to crash into it.
But right at the last second, the ghost just disappeared. And the train carried on with its journey.
That was really close, said Little Red Panda. Where did it go to, Mummy? I think I felt it touch my head.
Mummy Bear said, it's gone to try and scare the people in the carriage behind us. There were screams, scary loud noises, bats and owls and zombies and more ghosts and more skeletons that just kept popping up out of nowhere.